Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin.
Good afternoon, good morning, good wherever in the world you are. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. That's right, I am joined as most nights by my lady, my love, my partner, my best friend, my beautiful wife. Hi, Robin. How you doing, darling?
Hi, baby. How you doing?
I'm all right. You know, it's been absolutely beautiful weather down here in Virginia. It's been that perfect, like 85-ish degrees. Uh-huh. Every time I've gone outside today, it's just been wonderful. So, can't argue too much, except I'm away from home again, so. But such is the way of things, at least for the time being. So, how are things there at the house?
Not too bad.
Cats and dogs living together, mass hysteria, right?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. All right, well, tonight, I'm really... really excited about tonight's topic and talking about our upcoming in-forest healing adventure or experience.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there are so many ways that this is exciting, and, you know, not the least of which is just the fact that, you know, we were up at World's End this past weekend, and that's where we're going to be having the event on the 22nd of July.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, the energy up there is so amazing. And sitting there against that tree while you and Marcy enjoyed your little... self-healing, well-being kind of swings in the hammock and naps in the hammock. I'm sitting there, leaning against this tree, and just enjoying the energy, enjoying it so much. Just the energy of and the healing of that experience, you know, it reminds me of how much, how much I'm looking forward to sharing this with people on the 22nd.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be very, very interesting. I'm really looking forward to doing the showing people and sharing this modality with them, and some of the surprises that we're going to have along the way, fun things to do, things that are going to make you connect with the energy of the trees, and really slow down and look at what you're doing and where we're going and how and teach people how to connect with that healing energy of the trees. You know, so many cultures down through history, the Celts, the Vikings, the Native Americans,
the Japanese have
legends and facts about trees and trees having this overwhelming power to heal. And, you know, science is bearing this out now, where science is saying, hey, we've discovered that trees give off this chemical that if you're a person and you go into the woods and the tree feels your stress, it emits a chemical to make you feel better.
Yeah.
It's an amazing thing. So what we're going to be doing is really tapping into that, learning to acknowledge it, sense it, take it in, and be healed. And there are other countries in the world where this kind of forest therapy, tree therapy, is actually paid for by your health insurance. That is how effective other countries feel this is. And we have such a resource here in the United States. We have all these beautiful forests, lots of trees, and we need to learn how to utilize that as a healing modality. And that's what we're going to be doing. It's going to be a little fun, a couple of things that are going to be totally different than any other healing modality you've ever experienced.
And you might just get to hug a tree. And you might just get to hug a tree.
Yeah, and you know what? And it's also camaraderie building, you know, team building. It's good for people if you're in a relationship with somebody and maybe things are a little rocky. This is a really good way to get out into nature where it's quiet and connect not only with the trees and the healing energy of nature, but with each other. And maybe it can help heal whatever's going on, you know, there that's not working. We all have, you know, good and bad patches, right? So why not utilize something like this? And Terry and I will be there to help guide you. I'm a holistic health coach. And Terry...
You're on a roll.
What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say that... actually, I completely lost my train of thought. You carry on. You're a holistic health coach.
And you've been doing spiritual counseling for, you know, 20-something years now. So, I mean, what better, you know, tools do people need? You know, I'm somebody who my entire life, my best friend when I was a kid was the black oak tree in front of our house. I would go and sit under that tree and talk to that tree and tell it all my problems. And people have probably heard me talk about that before. Trees have always been super important to me. We have gone to places like when we went to Las Vegas or when I've been in the past to like the Dallas, Texas area. Don't have a lot of trees, don't have a lot of big trees in Texas. And then, of course, in the desert, there were very few trees. I didn't feel comfortable there. I mean, it's a really great place to visit, and it's beautiful. The desert is beautiful. But as far as feeling like home, it didn't. I know about myself, I need some place with lots of trees. And having grown up in New York City, I grew up in Queens, we had trees, but certainly not like where I live now in the northern Appalachian mountain range here in Pennsylvania, the wilds of Pennsylvania. The trees are the thing that just make me feel safe. They make me feel at home. It's always been that way for me.
No, absolutely. And I mean, I grew up in the mountains and, you know, grew up in Tennessee where you know, I was surrounded by trees, and some of my earliest memories are a tree house slash tree fort, depending on what mood that we were all in. But we built, you know, all the kids in the neighborhood, we built this, there's this one tree at the end of the street. There was this one tree at the end of the street, and we just built this fort, and it was, everything happened under that tree or in that tree. Mm-hmm. And I had that growing up. And then when I moved away, there was always, where I lived, that one tree in the yard. In Florida, there was a banyan tree that grew in the yard, and I love those air roots that banyans and baobabs and that sort of tree drop down, and then they get into the ground, and it just builds itself out. And in Barbados, there was a baobab tree in the yard, and I always find myself more comfortable up under those trees, almost feeling nurtured and feeling the love. The one in Barbados particularly, I called it the old grandfather. It was just that kind of energy, and that's how I felt when I was under that tree. And, you know, it's the maple trees at our house now kind of have that feel for me. Mm-hmm. I love it up under there. You know, it's where we got married, yeah. Was under those trees.
That's right.
In fact, I kind of asked if we could get married under those trees, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, leaning my back against a tree and meditating and feeling the loving energy, it's too much for coincidence.
Yeah.
That throughout history, cultures have recognized that forested places heal.
Mm-hmm.
Science, like you said, is recognizing it. What's the big hospital on the side of Central Park? It's not Cedars-Sinai, is it?
Could be. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I don't anyone, you know, call in and or email me and say, yeah, well, now you've got the wrong. Whatever that hospital is, I'm not claiming it's any particular hospital. I cannot remember the name. But they rearranged all of their recovery rooms to have a view of Central Park. And their recovery rates went up and the recovery times went down. People are naturally energized, and their own ability to heal themselves is all improved by even just a view of the forest, not even being in it necessarily. And then being in it just multiplies that exponentially.
Mm-hmm.
As a counselor and energy healer and energy worker for so many years, the feelings that I get, that connection to the universal healing energy that I experience in the forest is tremendous. And
yeah.
Now we're starting to find science to support this.
Mm-hmm.
Now our modality, you know, unlike or in addition to or whatever you want to say, we blend some of the Eastern forest bathing concepts with some Western concepts of incorporating the elements and the elementals into all of our work. And all of that is going to come to play as we guide the participants through this experience in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's going to be it's going to be healing. It's going to be invigorating. It's going to be fun. It's going to be potentially intense for some people at some points in the experience. A lot of times when we begin to let go of the stuff we carry, we have emotional reactions. And this is good because we carry around inside of us a whole lot of stuff that sometimes just needs to come out. And carrying all that stress is blocking up all of our energies, and we can't heal ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've talked for years about putting down the box of rocks. You know, we carry around guilt. We carry around anger. We carry the water for all of these people in our lives. We carry anger toward people that don't even know we're angry at them or care.
Mm-hmm.
And we're spending all of our energy doing that, and that energy needs to be diverted and put toward healing our own bodies, healing our own persons. Whole body, mind, body, spirit. And when we get out into nature and have this guided experience, it will help us to put down the bags or the box of rocks or the whatever you want to call it. Put that down and free up that energy for ourselves. Use it for ourselves, for our own well-being. So obviously I'm passionate about this. I'm excited about this. I'm so excited to share this. And the experiences that we've had recently have really reinforced the need to share this and to get other people to participate with us in this kind of experience. So there we are. That's what's going on the 22nd of July, and we're just plumb excited. Robin, what else you got?
Well, let's see. one of the things I'd like to just remind everybody, you know, you might be sitting home thinking, oh, well, what do I need somebody else to guide me, you know, to go? Because there are key things, key connections that need to be made with your personal energy and the tree, key openings that need to happen to your chakras and to with your body and learning how to relax. So there's going to be sort of a relaxation technique that we're going to teach you, and then we're going to go into the woods basically for this really amazing micro experience of being in the woods. And it's something that until you've experienced it and you've gone through the whole program with us, you just really won't get it if you just go for a walk by yourself in the woods. It just won't happen the same way.
Yeah, a walk in the woods. Yeah, go ahead.
People have been being guided by shamans, medicine men, spiritualists into the woods for thousands and thousands of years. The funny thing about this is that the druids knew the power of trees. That's how far back this goes, and even before that. But the druids specifically wrote about the healing properties of trees, the seven sacred trees, the healing tree groves, you know, just over and over again it appears in their literature and in their modalities.
Stories and oral traditions.
Stories and oral traditions, absolutely. And the Japanese, you know, have brought this forward as well. And we are so Western medicine based in this country that a lot of people tend to feel that, well, if it's not prescribed by a doctor, then it's not valid. Well, let me say to you right now that other countries, particularly Japan, doctors do prescribe this. This
well,
is not some quackery. No, it sounds strange. This is not quackery. This is not some, oh, yeah, you know, that's what you think kind of thing. They are proving that this works.
No, absolutely.
So whether it's...
No, the whole, you know, all these cultures, doctors do prescribe getting out into nature, even in Western medicine. Western medicine, though, we do have this nasty habit of, oh, you've got a headache, or you've got a pain here or there, or this or that. Take a pill. Take a painkiller and ignore what your body's trying to tell you. Ignore the signs and the messages that your body is telling you, I need such and such. Now take a pill.
Mm-hmm.
So getting out into the wilderness. Now, Robin was saying something about why do you need a guide? The trail that we are going to take these participants on, hopefully you listening to my voice, we're going to, the trail itself, if you were to just go on a hike, just go on a walk, takes about an hour. The way it's going to go during this guided experience, it's going to take about 2 hours. We're going to slow down. We're not just going for a walk in the woods. Yeah, I mean, a walk in the woods is good for you. Don't get me wrong. And I encourage get out into nature. Now, anybody that's listened to any of my shows knows that I will tell you, get out and connect with nature, because that's our connection to the divine.
Mm-hmm.
But the guided experience is going to be at a slower pace. We're going to connect with the trees, just not walk past them. We're going to connect with that energy of the forest, not just stroll through it. All of the elements, all of the elementals, all of the spirits, all of the energy of that wilderness area is going to be called into play in this total experience. Then at the end of it, we will have a period of time where we can talk amongst ourselves. People can share their experiences. We're going to encourage you to bring a journal. If you do not have journals already, we will have some books available for someone to get and start writing down their experiences. All of this, or sit quietly off by yourself somewhere and really contemplate your experience and what's happened. Any or all of that will be available at the end of the experience, at the end of the time in the woods. So there's more to it than just a walk in the woods, to reinforce what Robin was saying. So let's see, I was just checking the time. Some of you by now may be asking, well, how much is this? The cost for this event is going to be $40 per participant. A Reiki session half that long would cost you more. So, now, certainly it's not a large amount of money. $40 includes the 2 to 2.5 hour experience in the woods with the time after, a time to speak with me or Robin if you have an experience or need to talk afterward. This entire experience for $40. So, here's the last catch. We're only taking 12 people in this experience. We want to make sure that we don't overcrowd the experience.
Right.
We want to make sure that we have no more than 6 participants per guide. So Robin and I working together will be able to take 12 participants on this experience and be able to give each person the time and the energy they need during the time in the woods. If we take too many, somebody will get left out, and that's not what this is about. So we're going to keep the group small and make sure that everyone gets their share of the guidance and the time actually in the wild places. So, Robin, what did you want to add? I thought I heard you trying to jump in there a second ago.
Well, I was just thinking, you know, the park that we happen to be going to has beautiful opportunities for healing, not only with the trees, but there's a beautiful river there. Sit and watch the river. Afterward, we can maybe even, I don't know if they allow fires. I'm trying to think. I don't think there's any place to build a fire, but
yeah, I don't think there's a fire pit there at that particular
site. Right, but there
site.
Is camping. So if somebody wanted to come out for the event but didn't necessarily want to have to drive home afterward, you certainly could, you know, get some camping at the park, and you can do that by contacting the park, and that's World's End State Forest. And they, you know, they're online. It's actually inside Loyal Sock State Forest. It's kind of strange. It's a forest inside a forest. but it's a beautiful facility. And I'm really looking forward to sharing this beautiful place with people.
Yeah, actually, I think it's World's End State Park located within the Loyal Sock State Forest.
Ah, okay.
So, but yes, it is available online. You can get all of the information about camping and, you know, day tripping up there. There's some picnicking areas that run right next to the Loyal Sock River. And one of the tributaries comes crashing down the hill right alongside the trailhead, where we will be beginning and ending the experience. So, as Robin said, there's a period of time at the end if you want to sit and just watch the creek where it comes down just before it goes under the road and empties into the Loyal Sock. It's beautiful. You can just sit there and listen. Last time I was there, just listened to the sound of the water. It's such an amazing place. And like Robin said, I look forward as well to sharing this with people. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and take our break at the bottom of the hour. We're at about 9:29 now, so we're 28 minutes after the top. And this Thursday night, two nights from now, Witch Doctor Utu from Dragon Ritual Drummers is going to be joining us under the Shady Tree. And we're going to be talking about his spiritual path. We're not going to be talking about Dragon Ritual Drummers. Yeah, it'll probably come up. But he's going to be on the show to talk about his spiritual path rather than all the times he's talked about Dragon Ritual Drummers. But in honor of his upcoming appearance with us and all that goes with it, we are going to play a Dragon Ritual Drummer song tonight. And tonight I have selected one of my favorites, a song called Shango. Great energy. So here we go, Shango by the Dragon Ritual Drummers, and we'll be back in a few minutes. Stick around.
Shango,
Shango,
Bodhaya.
Woo!
And now, a message from our friends at International Pagan Radio.
Tune in to International Pagan Radio. You can hear your favorite artists such as Dave the Bard, Tuatha Dea, Spiral Rhythm, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, and many, many more. Join us for exciting shows like Ask a Witch and Storytime with Rook as well. www.internationalpaganradio.com on the net or on TuneIn Radio on your mobile devices. Join us on Facebook and Twitter too. International Pagan Radio, all pagan, all the time.
You're listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to The Power Hours with Terry and Robin. Hi, Robin.
Hi, honey.
Hey, honey. How you doing?
Pretty good.
Oh, I love that music. I just love Dragon Ritual Drummers.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, so looking forward to getting some of them to come by the mountain and visit with us. So, all right. Before the break, of course, we've been talking tonight about our upcoming in-forest healing experience coming up on the 22nd of July. That is a Saturday. Now, what we have not mentioned is the time. And it's going to be from 10 until 1 o'clock is the time we have scheduled for it. So, of course, you'll want to be there a little bit early so that we can get all of our stuff together. Get everybody ready so that we can actually begin the experience as close as possible to 10 o'clock. And there will be a little bit of time for preparation. We do not want distractions during the walk. So cell phones, cameras, and other distracting objects should be left either in your car — there's a parking area right next to the trailhead — or we will lock them up in a safe place, have a guardian with them. But we do not want cell phones or other distractions back on the trail. If you want to take pictures after of the group or of the area around the trailhead, if you want to walk back in there, that's all good. But during the healing experience, we're gonna ask that all distractions be left outside the encounter area. Now, besides, there's not any cell service up there anyway. It's glorious. You cannot be bothered. up there recently, and I was reminded — I cannot remember the car commercial. Someone can email us at littlestonebridge@gmail.com and remind me of what the car commercial is. But there was a guy who's driving this SUV, and he checks his phone, and then he drives some more. And it gets wilder and wilder until he's up on this bluff looking out across nothing but wilderness and natural beauty. And he looks at his phone, and finally it shows the phone with the camera, and it says, "No service." And he says, "This is far enough." That's the way it is at World's End. There is no cell service. It's far enough. I'm now away from all of it. Since there is no service anywhere, you might as well leave your phones and cameras and stuff in your car. Robin, what else did you want to tell these nice people to bring with them when they come to the event?
Well, you should definitely bring comfortable shoes. You maybe want to bring a bathing suit for swimming afterwards, sunscreen, maybe bug spray or, you know, some sort of natural bug repellent if you're key about
whatever
bugs.
It is you use to keep all the stingy biteys from getting you. Because
yep,
it's
exactly.
Nature, wilderness.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. I highly recommend wearing a hat just because, you know, this thing is going to be rain or shine, hoping that it's going to be a nice day. You know, probably if it's torrential rain, we will have a rain date. But if it's just a drizzle, we'll probably go. If it is raining, be prepared for that and definitely do some sensible things like maybe bring a pair of dry socks. I don't know how sensible an umbrella would be, but definitely, again, bring a hat, bring a poncho, you know, dress for the weather. We will be providing bottles of water. The park is a carry-in, carry-out garbage situation. So you cannot, you know, please don't bring don't bring McDonald's and expect to be able to throw it out somewhere along the walk. That's not going to happen. So, I mean, if you want to bring some granola to munch or you want to bring some dried fruit, in a little plastic baggie, that's perfectly acceptable. Carry your baggie home with you, yeah. My advice is to eat something, have a nice breakfast before you come, and we'll be done about 1 o'clock. There is a concession stand in the park that you can get food, and it's not exorbitantly expensive. So, you know, when you're done, if you want to wander over there and get something to eat, you certainly can do that.
They got Hershey's brand ice cream, too.
Yeah, they have good ice cream. But they also have, you know, hamburgers and hot dogs and, you know, salads and things like that that you can get. Again,
they have
ice swimming
cream
at the park. Mm. Yeah, well, you mentioned that ice cream.
Oh, did I mention ice cream?
Twice.
Yes, there's swimming
also
there's a picnic area.
Mm-hmm. There's a picnic area, and there's also a very interesting nature center in the ranger's office there. It's actually a very nice. They've got some nice exhibits and things in there. So there's a lot to do. You could plan on spending a full day. If you want to bring a picnic lunch and leave it in your car, in a cooler, obviously, while we're on the walk, that would be fine. You certainly can go and sit by the river afterward and eat. It's just a beautiful place. We have thoroughly enjoyed going there over the years. We've been there time and time again. I've been taking my daughter there. She's 11 now, since she was probably about 6 months old. So it's a very nice park. There's no admission to the swimming area. It is completely free, so nothing to worry about there. And the bottom line is, come and be respectful, and you'll have a wonderful day. I'm just so excited about wanting to share this modality and how great we've had people tell us that they feel after this, and how I know it's always worked for me. So to just share this with other people and to finally feel validated, people are probably sitting at home going, well, why didn't they ever do this before? Because I've just recently been reading about a lot of this, things that I was already doing and have been doing my whole life. And you too.
And we shared it with one or two people. You know, we shared it with a person here, a person there.
Mm-hmm.
They've taken it and incorporated it into what they do in their life. But we've not really shared it with others because, you know, who wants to be, people talk about tree huggers and you think, you know, I mean, granted amongst our groups, then we don't think so much about tree huggers. But, you know, when you try to tell people about this, they kind of look at you sideways.
Yeah.
The truth
but
is,
but now there's
science
to validate this. Yeah.
You know, And, you know, we're talking all the time about validating other people's experiences. Well, we finally had our experiences validated. And that's, there's an empowering quality to that.
Mm-hmm. And so now we'd like to share it with other people too. People may also be wondering why it is, you know, how to get in touch with us about it, and where this park is, and, you know, where are they going? We can all meet at the park. The directions are on the website. Again, it's a state park inside a state forest. It's not hard to find. World's End State Park, and it's in the wilds of Pennsylvania, and it is in Sullivan County, Pennsylvania, and it is about from Williamsport. It's about a 30-40 minute drive.
Mm-hmm.
Country roads. It's not really too far out, there's no cell service really to speak of. But there is civilization. There's a gas station. You know, there's places to eat. So it is the perfect balance, as far as I'm concerned, of this beautiful state park with these beautiful trees. And come and join us and see what this is about. And, you know, one of the things we were talking a little bit about in Japan, this is something that doctors prescribe. Doctors particularly prescribe this for people who have depression, anxiety, autoimmune diseases. How many autoimmune diseases are there now? You know, fibromyalgia, diabetes, Crohn's disease. I could just go on and on. And lupus, I could just go on and on about how many autoimmune diseases there are now that are just running rampant amongst people.
Right, but it's also recommended for addictions.
Yeah, exactly. You know, people who are having trouble, you know, kicking an addiction. Also, people who, you know, this is supposed to help your immune system. So this is also people whose immune systems may be compromised in some way. Maybe you're undergoing chemotherapy, or maybe you know that you have this, you know, some long-term immunological problem, I should say. And so this is supposed to really help that. And again, in other countries, particularly Japan, they prescribe this. This is something insurance companies pay for. And these people who guide you on these walks are paid to do this by insurance companies.
I want to back up. People that can find benefit from this. A lot of times our immune systems aren't necessarily suppressed by illness, but by stress and life. And we carry around a lot of stress. We carry around this. We carry around that. And that also has been demonstrated to weaken our immune system and weaken our own body's ability to fight off illness. So this is the perfect kind of therapy for people like that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So, you were saying, I apologize. I wanted to get that point in as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I honestly forgot what I was saying, what point I was going to make. Not sure where I was going. But
sorry about that.
Oh, I think I was trying to say that when you sign up for the experience, we will send you all the information you need in an email. So that you'll have a list. These are the things I need to bring. These are the things I need to do. This is what I have to. I have recommendations. You know, I'm a health coach. I have recommendations about how to eat prior the 24 hours or so prior to having this experience, and what certain things not to do, certain things to do, and how to approach this. This is, you know, it's a healing modality. This isn't just going for a walk in the woods. So with any healing modality, there are always things they ask you to do, usually before, always after. So what we're going to have those guidelines as well. So it's important that you register, because we do only have a few spaces, and I already know that there are some of these spaces taken. So they're going to go quickly, and the sooner you sign up, the more guaranteed you are to have your spot. We are limiting it to 12 people total for the walk. So put your stuff together and get in touch with us. And Terry, how are we going to have people contact us if they are interested and want more information?
They should email us. The email address is littlestonebridge@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm. And in the subject, put tree healing experience, so that we know, or just put, you know, July 22nd event in there, either way, so that we know what it is that you're writing about. And then we'll send you the information about all this. We are so excited about doing this. And I can tell you that if you look at other organizations who are offering this, it is way more costly. And, you know, people may be sitting there thinking, $40, but really, it's really about our time more than anything else. And the expenses of getting there and creating this this event.
Well, I mean, you would pay. Yeah, you would pay, $60 to $90 for a full Reiki session that doesn't last nearly as long. So.
Yeah, that's usually about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Anyway. Yeah, so get in touch with us. We're excited. I can't say fully how much I'm looking forward to this event and to sharing this with all of the participants, and just sharing our love of this particular park, but our love of nature with everyone that comes out to join us.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that drew Robin and I together was the fact that we both just love to be out in the woods. And it's something we've shared from the get-go. And now we're sharing it with you guys. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I also want to assure people that the trail that we're going to be walking is very easy. This is not, the intention here is not a strenuous hike. This is an easy stroll. It is appropriate for anybody. I would gladly take my mother, who is 70-something years old, on this walk. This is not going to be difficult. So don't feel like, oh, I'm not in good shape, I can't go, because frankly, I'm not in that great of shape either. Don't feel that you're, you know, oh, I have an ankle problem, I can't go, you know, whatever it is. This is something that you can most likely do. And
yeah, there's only one place where there's a little bit of steepness,
mm-hmm.
a bit of a rise. This is definitely not one of the trails there with the, you know, the big bluff views that have a,
mm-hmm.
a hard climb.
Right.
There is a little bit of a rise to it, but it's not a horrible, strenuous you know, knock you down, huffing and puffing, hike through the, you know, up some steep trail. So, you know, definitely one of the easier trails at the park.
Agreed. And that exactly is part of the point. We don't want people to have to work hard at this. This is about absorbing the atmosphere around them.
Absolutely. Well, let's see. We are at the top of the hour. So it's about time to remind everyone that they can get in touch with us. littlestonebridge@gmail.com is the email address. That's if you want to email us about the event, if you want to email us about show topic ideas or anything else, just make sure you put something in the email subject line that separates it from the crowd. Certainly, if you are looking for information about the in-forest healing experience, put something about that in the subject line that will separate it from the rest. You can also find us on Facebook, Little Stone Bridge Pathworkings, Facebook page, and my friend's page is Terry Power. And you can also find my public figure page, Rev Terry Power HP. Follow me on Twitter at Rev Terry Power HP. And Robin's email, or email, Robin's Facebook page is Robin A. McKean. So did I cover everything? I normally have you do that. How did I do?
You did pretty good. I'm impressed. We ought to make you do that more often.
No, it sounds so much better when you do it. But you'd already asked me the email address and how to get in touch with us on the other stuff, so I figured I'd just take the whole thing. So, anyway,
thanks
to all of our listeners for being with us tonight, for sharing a bit of your time with us. We look forward to seeing as many of you as possible at this event and at events to come. Our anticipation is that we'll be doing this on a fairly regular basis until it's just too bloody cold to be outside.
Yep.
And at which time we'll probably try to find a way to do these down south where it's warmer. So
that's it.
So
yeah,
if
we
you
do
live
have
in other
a,
parts of the yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say we do have a outlet down in Florida to do these as well.
Right. So if you live in other parts of the country, definitely get in touch with us and let us know of your interest, and we'll see what we can do about putting together an experience in your area. Anything else that you wanted to add, my lady?
I think that's it for now. I'm looking forward to this, and I hope that as many people come as possible, and that we, enliven their lives through this healing and modality, and show people that there's more than just taking a pill to make you feel better.
Absolutely. And with that, we will wish you a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.